Joining me on the line is Carmel Melamed, who is an Iranian-born, U.S.-based journalist, activist, and attorney who fled Iran as a child with his family after the Islamic Revolution. Today, he's a leading voice on Iranian affairs, from human rights to regional politics, and a chronicler of the Iranian-American experience, including the thousands of Jews who rebuilt their lives in exile. Carmel, thank you so much for joining us on The Home Run. For those of us watching Iran from afar, it's often hard to make sense of what's really going on inside the country. What would you say is the most important thing we need to understand about Iran right now, beyond the headlines?
Hi, Paula. Thanks for having me on. I think the most important thing to know right now is that the people of Iran are yearning for freedom. They oppose this regime, this radical Islamic regime that has been ruling them for the last 46 years. They know this war is not between them and Israel. They know it's between the Islamic regime and Israel. They're suffering right now at the hands of the regime, which is clamping down on them and does not want them to overthrow this weak regime. Unfortunately, they're suffering financially. They're suffering as far as a lack of electricity, clean water, access to food. It's a very, very dire situation for them.
We hear a lot about Iran in political or nuclear terms, but what is life like for ordinary Iranians right now, which maybe we don't see from the outside?
They're living in a totalitarian, clamped-down, totalitarian, repressive regime right now. Their phones are monitored. Their social media activity is being monitored. They don't have basic freedoms. Women are forced to wear Islamic head coverings. They can't dance and listen to music in public, be joyous. Young people don't have opportunities for work. The economic situation is so poor in Iran. Unfortunately, millions of young people are suffering. The whole society is suffering, and the regime is slowly collapsing because they have invested no money in infrastructure and developing the country. They've poured millions of dollars into terrorism, weapons for terrorists. They have not invested in the people. They have not invested in the country. And the people there are suffering, unfortunately.
Carmel, you fled Iran as a child with your family shortly after the Islamic Revolution, and you left everything behind. And that was after your relative, Ebrahim Barukhim, a 30-year-old Jewish businessman, was brutally executed by the Khomeini regime on false charges. And I was reading your blog post in the Times of Israel where you say that his body was returned desecrated and only after a cash payment was made to cover the cost of the bullet that was used in the execution. And just a shout out to listeners, you can read Carmel's powerful personal story on his blog in the Times of Israel, and it's titled Barukhim's Execution Devastated My Family in Iran. Carmel, does Ebrahim's memory still shape the way you see what's happening in Iran today?
Absolutely. It is an evil Islamo-Nazi regime that hates Jews, non-Muslims, and even terrorizes people that are Muslims that they consider infidels. It's a evil regime that has mercy on no one. Anybody that they deem as their enemies, they arrest, torture, and execute. this is unfortunately one of those situations in humanity of just pure evil. And that's a regime that we, all of us in the free world, must help to bring down. It is a menace to humanity, much like the Nazis, Stalinist Russia, communism in Eastern Europe. It's an evil that must be removed from the face of the earth, because it's a menace not just to Jews and Christians, but it's a menace to all humanity. They have no tolerance for those who do not follow their radical form of Shiite Islam.
You've spent years telling the story of the Iranian-American community, including many who had to flee overnight. What are some of the emotional or cultural scars that still linger, even generations later?
Unfortunately, there's still fear of the regime. Many Iranian-Americans, not just Jews, but of all different faiths, Christians, Zoroastrians, Muslims, they have so much fear of the regime, even while living in America, because of the evil that they experienced, because of the terrorism they experienced in Iran, because of the terrorism that their friends and family that still live in Iran experience at the hand of the regime. And it has an impact on Iranian Americans. And it's something that's always in the back of their minds. They're always looking over their shoulders. As a reporter, they're always asking me, you know, you need to watch out of what you're writing. It may have negative repercussions on those that are living in Iran. So there's a lot of fear still in their hearts. And many of these folks have been, Iranian Americans have been living in the U.S. for 40 plus years. They still have that fear, which is very unfortunate.
And it's so sad. Many Jews, especially the younger ones, know very little about the once thriving Jewish communities in Iran before 1979. Without putting anyone at risk, is there anything you can share about how Iranian Jews in exile stay connected to that lost world?
Unfortunately, the remaining Jewish community, which is approximately 5,000 to 8,000 Jews, are playing Russian roulette with their lives. At any moment, this regime could turn on them. Their situation is very precarious right now because of this war with Israel and the suspicion that the regime has of anyone, especially Jews, that they may think are collaborating with Israel. So they are right now living in fear, in constant fear. They may be arrested at any time for any reason. It's not a very promising future for them in Iran under this regime. We can only pray. Those of us in the Iranian Jewish community living outside of Iran have been begging them for the last 46 years to leave Iran because of such a situation. And unfortunately, those that have remained haven't heeded
the call.
Our request to leave. So it's an unfortunate situation. I really don't want to get into more of it. And we're praying that they will remain safe.
And we pray right alongside you. As a last question, do you think the Iranian regime can last another generation, or is something shifting, even if it's happening quietly beneath the surface?
I personally believe that this regime is a zombie. It is a dead regime. It is a walking dead regime. Economically, they have been devastated. Inflation is triple digit. There is no electricity in 90% of the country for 6 to 8 hours of the day. Many parts of Iran do not have fresh running water, massive unemployment. People have degrees, master's degrees, and PhDs, and they have to work 2 to 3 jobs. There are strikes. There are public sector strikes. Truck drivers have been striking for the last month or so. Food is not able to be brought in by the truck drivers to the major cities. People are very upset that this regime has brought on war and destruction to their country by provoking Israel, by supporting all these terrorist groups. There have been reports of massive defections of the military in Iran toward the people and away from the regime. So this regime is on its last legs, and eventually something will give. The people eventually will rise up, especially now that the regime is financially, economically, politically, and even militarily very, very weak. So I do believe that there is no future for this regime, and I predict that by the end of this year, if not next year, the Islamic regime in Iran will cease to exist.